Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve, and I'm calling from Mental Research. Today we are conducting a survey and trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple questions.
In reference to what?
It's mostly like a political survey. This is asking questions about candidates running to see if you know them or not know them. And right this.
Candidates in Florida?
I'm sorry?
The candidates, does it have to do with Florida or nationwide? Because I don't know that much about the politics.
Mostly is yes, Florida.
Yeah, I don't know. I am not into that. Okay, I just know the president, and that's the only one I vote in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then you can give us an
Florida.
opinion about the president. Remember, the same thing is just asking to see if you know these people. That's the main thing.
Okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
we can ask you some
All right.
questions then. Okay, thank you. So we are conducting a poll of people's opinions towards public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. Are you currently resident, registered to vote at this address?
Actually not. I'm registered to vote in Kissimmee.
Okay.
But right now I'm in Deerfield. So I tried to go online to get absentee to have it mailed here, but they're asking me for I need to go in person or something. So
Oh, and let me ask you, and are you registered like a Democrat or Republican or something else?
Democrat.
Oh, okay. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are you the chances 50-50 or will not vote?
No, I will vote
Okay.
100%.
So 100% certainly will vote. Okay. And will you please tell me your age?
68.
68. All right. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African American, Anglo or white or Hispanic. How will you describe
Black.
yourself? Okay. Let's
Black.
see. Generally speaking, do you feel that things are here in Florida are heading in the right direction or the wrong direction?
One direction.
Wrong direction?
Yep.
Oh, okay, thank you. Thinking about the election for Congress, will you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Democrat. So, you lean towards the Democratic or definitely vote for the Democratic?
Definitely vote Democratic.
All right, thank you.
Whether they're good or not, but that's what I am.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's good. That's good. You have your release. Now, I would just like to ask your impression of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion or of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. And here's the first one.
Okay.
So the first person is Donald Trump. Do you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable?
Unfavorable. Unfavorable.
Oh, so that'd be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Next one will be Thomas Chilo, folks. Do you this
I don't know who that is.
Oh, you don't know? Okay, thank you. Next person is Democrats in Congress. Is this group very favorable, somewhat favorable, a little of both, somewhat
Somewhat
unfavorable?
favorable, somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Next one is Ron DeSantis. Is this person to you very favorable, somewhat favorable, a little of both?
Very unfavorable.
Very, okay. And next person will be Joe Biden. Is this person very favorable, somewhat favorable, a little?
Very favorable,
Thank you.
Biden.
Thank you. And next one would be Republicans in Congress. Is this group very favorable, somewhat favorable, a little of both? Somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Not all of them are bad, so it's a little. I don't want to say too much.
A little both? Oh, okay.
Both. A little both.
Thank you. The next person would be Darren Soto. Is this person very favorable, somewhat favorable?
Is that the judge?
That is correct.
Soto. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Not favorable.
Okay. Thank you. Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
I would say somewhat.
Somewhat.
I don't know that much about him in the news, what I hear. So somehow.
Okay, thank you. Next one will be Kamala Harris. Is this person very favorable, somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Oh, okay. Next one will be Project 2025. Is this group very favorable, somewhat favorable? A little both? Somewhat unfavorable? Very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I would say somewhat approve.
Oh, okay.
I don't like what he's doing to my country. It's not the United States. Other country.
Okay.
Where I was born, though, so somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Next one is thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from his district. Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Again, I don't know that much about him.
You don't know that much about him?
About him to make a decision whether I approve or not.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And if the elections for president were held today for the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, let me see. And if the election for the United States Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Davey Mucarcel Powell, the Democrat, for which one of do you think you will vote?
The Democrat.
Okay. For Debbie. Okay. If the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalix-Foss, the Republican, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Unfortunately, I go down Democrat all the way.
All right, thank you. And next question. As you may know, there will be also an amendment for the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitution amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion beyond viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislator's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Yes, to support.
Okay, thank you. Now I'd like to read you some brief statement about the candidate for Congress. So these are statements about the candidates for Congress. The first one is Darren Soto, is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who worked tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands healthcare to veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication to paying the bill. SOTA will always fight against the effort to cut Social Security or make health care more expensive for Central Florida families. The second statement is going to be about the Republican, Colonel Thomas Charlefox. He's an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Charlefox will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary to secure the borders against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibilities by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Charlefox will take this experience as a small businessman and multi-million dollar experienced leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. If the elections for United States Congress were held today, and the candidates were Thomas Charlefox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Soto, Darren Soto, Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Let me see. Which of the following issues do you think is most important for Congress to focus their attentions right now? This is some issues. I will read you some issues, and you can tell me which of those you think is the most important they should focus on. Number one is promoting traditional values in school. Number two, securing our border. Number three, lowering grocery prices. Number four, making health care affordable for working families. Number five, tackling crime and improving public safety. Number six, making owning a home more affordable. Number seven, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida. Number eight, lowering inflation and gas prices. Number nine, protecting reproductive freedom. Number 10, bringing home rent prices. Number 11, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida. Number 12, ending the gun violence epidemic. And number 13, protecting Social Security and Medicare.
So one of them I need to choose?
That is correct.
Okay, I would say healthcare.
Healthcare. Oh, okay, let's see. So making healthcare affordable and for working
yes.
families?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And which is the next most important issue to you? Out of those same issues, which one do you think it will be the next one that they should focus on?
Affordable housing.
Affordable housing. Okay, let's see. Okay, making owning home more affordable. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now let me read you some reasons people give for voting for a candidate in the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of this is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason would you think it will be to vote for a candidate. Will it be more convincing, only somewhat convincing, or will have virtually no effect on all of the decisions here, the first one? So these are some reasons, you know, people give out for voting for a candidate in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is reads, Thomas Charlefox will put an end to border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policy. Do you think that reason is very convincing, somewhat convincing, no effect?
No effect on me.
No effect, thank you. Next one is Thomas Charlefox will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served over 30 years, Charlefox will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve a veteran homelessness. Regarding this statement, do you think this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, no effect?
No effect.
No effect?
Okay. No effect.
Next one is Thomas Charlefox is a fiscal conservative who will rein in our out-of-control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruption that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. Regarding this statement, do you think this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect.
No effect, thank you. Next one, it would be, SOTO has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. SOTO supports common sense guns laws backed by sheriff and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history. Hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. Regarding this statement about SOTO, do you think this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect.
No effect?
No effect.
Okay. Thank you. Next one, Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors and is working to lower health care costs for everyone. Regarding this statement, do you think it's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
Very convincing. Convincing.
Thank you. Next one, is Darren Soto opposed any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her? Regarding this statement, do you think this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no?
Very convincing.
Okay, thank you. Now that you heard a little bit more, if the elections for United States Congress were held today for the candidates were Thomas Chalice Fox and the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Darren Soto, Democrat.
Thank you. Next one.
How long? How much more? I need to eat.
Oh, we are on some of the last questions already. These are some statements. Now, let me read you some statements about the candidates running for U.S. Congress, assuming each of the following statements is accurate. Please tell me if this will cause you to have a serious doubts about voting for this candidate. Only some doubts or will have virtually no effect at all on your decision for voting.
Okay.
So these are statements also. The first one, Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp on the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for a tax increase that targeted our small businesses. Regarding this statement about Soto, do you think is this a serious doubt about the statement? Some doubts or no effect?
No effect.
No, thank you. Next one is, while Chalice Fox says he was a successful business owner and his companies own over $15 million, leading to multiple bankruptcies and multi-million dollar foreclosures. Regarding this statement about the Republican, do you think this brings serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
No effect.
Perfect. Thank you. Despite having a personal future of hundreds of millions of dollars, Thomas Chalice Fox continues taking Social Security and veteran paychecks while his backers fight to abolish Social Security and cut support programs for veterans who are in need. Regarding this statement, do you think this brings serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
No effect.
Thank you. Darren Soto has supported the family's immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can trust him with other term in Congress. Regarding this statement about Soto, do you think this is bringing serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
No effect.
Thank you. Thomas Chalice Fox stands with Republicans who support government's intervention in people's privacy healthcare decisions. They want to ban abortion nationwide, restrict access to IVF, and support governmental surveillance of pregnant women. Regarding this statement by the Republican, does this bring serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
No effect. I'm not voting for him.
Okay. Thomas, last one is Thomas Chalice Fox blames expensive stimulus packages for record inflation, but his companies took $160,000 in PPP loan for forgiving during the pandemic. Regarding this statement, does this bring any serious doubts, some doubts, or no doubts?
No No effect, no doubt.
No doubt. Now that you heard a little bit more about the election in the United States Congress, where today and the candidates were Thomas Chalfox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Darren Soto, Democrat.
This is primarily sourced for national and political news. What is your primary source for national and political news? Do you listen to talk radio, local network affiliation like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, Mega TV, American TV, or Orlando Sentinel?
MSNBC, that's what I listen. Do you have that as a choice? MSNBC is not ABC.
Like, that's your cable's network, right?
Yeah, cable network.
Okay, for which network would you say you get most of your news? OANN, Fox News, MSNBC, Newsmax, CNN, or other?
MSNBC.
Thinking back in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or someone else, or another candidate?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Oh, okay, thank you. Just a few more questions for statistical purposes only.
My God. I tell you, I'm going to hang up. I'm hungry. I got to eat.
This is the last four questions, sorry. What was the last grade you completed in school?
Associate degree.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Do any children under the age of 18 live at your home?
Do I have what?
Do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
No.
If you were label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, conservative, or political belief?
Political belief.
I'm sorry?
The last one, what was it?
Or conservative in your political belief?
Oh, I know I'm not a conservative. I'm more, I would say, liberal.
Somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Somewhat.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Then that was the last one. I would like to thank you for your patience. I know that they were a little bit long, but thank you once again for taking your time. I hope you enjoy your meal. And thank you once again.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.